J. Jonah Jameson here. You are a criminal, a miscreant, a masked marauder, a menace. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Welcome to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show, the podcast that really ties the room together. I'm your host, Taylor Cole, and with me today are Lindsay Waffles Burgess.
Waffles, waffles, waffles.
Derek Quiz Cat Martz.
I'm gonna break me off a piece of your butt.
And Rachel Macchiato Kip.
I hope we're still friends when I taser you with my right answers.
A big hello to everyone, and thank you for joining us for today's match. It's our Season 1 premiere and the first elimination round of the Sabor de Soledad division. Helping me out today will be Scoremaster Dan. Hi, Dan.
I've got the big abacus out today, so I'm hoping for some real high scores from these folks.
I hope you get to use it. And working the boards is Production Master Dave. Hi, Dave.
Stay out of trouble.
Thank you, Dave. All right. We have three rounds of trivia to test your pop culture knowledge today, and we're going to start it all off with a round of My Champion. Each of our contestants has chosen a character from pop culture to be their champion. The catch? We choose the battle they're fighting. Lindsay, who is your champion today?
Gumby, damn it.
And Derek, who have you chosen as your champion?
Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise.
And Rachel, who are you championing?
Veronica Mars.
All right, champions are locked for today. Our players' arguments will be at the mercy of Judge Dan. Knowing all that, let's spin the scenario wheel. Today's scenario, who would best lead a basketball team to an NBA championship? Lindsay, why would Gumby best lead a team to an NBA title?
Well, first and foremost, he's Gumby, damn it. Secondly, he's really stretchy. So like making, you know, super like trick shots and like high scoring shots and whatever, not a problem. He's got a few anger issues, but I think that works well. I mean, look at what was that like dude who threw the chair, Bobby Knight, Phil Knight, whatever. I don't know. I'm not a sports ball person, but yeah, Gumby would be awesome.
Thank you, Lindsay. Derek, make the case for why Star Trek The Next Generation's Jean-Luc Picard would be an NBA championship leader.
Okay, well, he's a natural-born leader. That's what he does every day as his job. He leads a small group of 5 to 7 people, which is the perfect size for a basketball team. And he also has the holodeck, so he can train anytime he wants.
Thank you, Derek. And then let's hear from Rachel about how Veronica Mars would lead a team to an NBA championship. Rachel?
Well, while she is small in size, Veronica Mars is excellent at leading a team. All of the players would have yummy snickerdoodles in their spirit boxes. She'd have Wallace coming in clutch because he's a star basketball player. And then when the other team tried to throw the game, she totally solved the crime and get them kicked out of the league. So win by default.
Awesome. Great arguments all around, but ultimate arbitration is going to come from Judge Dan. Dan, which player's champion is going to come out on top?
You know, I like to think of Jean-Luc Picard as being basically my dad, so I was really pulling for that one. And the idea that Gumby can just stretch and make baskets, that's actually fantastic. But I think I have to give it to Rachel. Even though Veronica Mars is tiny, she does know a star basketball player, and of course we all know basketball is a cesspool of corruption. She could weed it out. So the winner of my champion today is going to be Rachel.
All right, Rachel, you have won My Champion, which means you not only get to go first in round one, but you also get a crack at the half point. If the game is close at the end, having the half point could mean the difference between you winning and losing. Here is your half point question. The Last Dance, about Michael Jordan's final championship with the Chicago Bulls, is finally hitting Netflix for another wave of discussion after its initial run on ESPN. But what about basketball on the big screen? With worldwide earnings of over $200 million, what is the highest-grossing basketball movie of all time?
Oh my goodness, a sports ball question. I'm going to guess, because it would just be sort of, I'm going to guess Space Jam.
Nice job. Yes, $200 million for Space Jam. That means you have won the half point. Nice job, Rachel. You'll also lead off in round one, but before that, let's get to know all of today's players by learning a bit more about their pop culture likes, dislikes, dreams, and hot takes. First, we have Lindsay Burgess. Welcome to the show, Lindsay.
Hey there.
Tell us, which sitcom friend group do you think you'd best fit in with?
Probably Community.
Why do you think that?
Because they're all terrible people. I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
That's all you need there. Do you have a character you think you would most bond with out of the Community crew?
Well, ideally, it would be Troy, but it would probably be Annie.
So. I love the realistic outlook there. Thanks for being here, Lindsay, and good luck in today's game.
Thanks.
We also have playing with us today, Derek Martz. Hi, Derek.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Derek, what is your biggest pet peeve in pop culture?
Okay, so when people type out titles on the internet in an overly literal fashion regarding the logo, it really bothers me. And my example for this is Lost. When Lost appears on your screen and it goes like, whoa, it's in all caps. But that does not mean the title of the show is in all caps. It's just the way the logo looks. Mm. Or MASH does not need to have asterisks between every letter.
Absolutely not. Thank you. I'm gonna be much more sensitive to that going forward, Derek. So thank you for your public service here. Best of luck in today's game.
Thanks.
And let's say hello to our third contestant, Rachel Kipp. Welcome, Rachel.
Hello.
What unplanned sequel would you most like to see produced?
I want to see Sally Draper taking on the 80s, taking names, and maybe Peggy can come on as her boss.
That sounds like an awesome, awesome show. And now that Kiernan Shipka's available after Sabrina, feels like that's probably the right move for her at this point. Well, thank you, Rachel. Welcome again to everyone, and good luck to you all. It's time for round one, Guest in Show. In this game, we'll tell you about a movie or TV episode that features an unexpected guest star, and you'll have to identify the actor making the guest appearance as well as the movie or show being described. So if I told you that an actor from the original late 80s Fox TV show turns up as an undercover cop in this comedy film remake starring Channing Tatum, you'd know that the movie we were talking about was...
21 Jump Street.
And the actor in question was...
Johnny Depp.
Yes, 21 Jump Street and Johnny Depp. If you'd asked for a hint, I would give you three names to narrow it down, one of which is the correct guest star. You'll get 10 points for naming the guest star, but only 5 if you use that hint, then 5 more points for naming the show or movie. Rachel, as the winner of My Champion, you get to lead off this round, and your first question is... A former child star plays a twisted version of himself, high on ecstasy and hunting for munchies in New Jersey, in the first part of this film series.
Oh, God. There could be so many.
Anything jumping out to you in the question?
I'm going to go for a hint.
Sure. The three possible guest stars this could be are Fred Savage, Jason Bateman, and Neil Patrick Harris.
Okay, so it's Neil Patrick Harris, and it's that movie with John Cho where they're all high. Oh, no. Ah!
Any thoughts?
The movie with John Cho where they're all high.
No, still 5 points for getting Neil Patrick Harris. The movie was Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Darn it.
Part of the Harold and Kumar series. Derek, your first guest star. A famously weird musician shows up briefly without any extra makeup, playing an alien who really wants to join the secret organization at the heart of this franchise.
Oh, I saw this in the theaters and I didn't have a good time. Michael Jackson in Men in Black 2.
Absolutely. Full 15 points.
He was in
points
that? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
He was.
Oh, wild. Lindsay, your first guest star. A classic rock icon helps with a category on this game show before a full segment where he gets the stentorian host in full stage getup. It's jumping out in there.
I'm trying to think of a stentorian host. That's probably Alec Trebek.
Looking for the guest star and the show.
It's for the guest star. I know, it's the classic rock musician. I don't... Jesus Christ, I'm old. What's classic rock these days? I don't know. Let's go with Macca. Let's go with Paul McCartney.
Oh, not quite. The guest star was Gene Simmons, who showed up on... You have said the host name.
Oh, Jeopardy. Sorry.
Yeah, Jeopardy. 5 points for Jeopardy. There you go. All right, coming back to Rachel. Remember, you can answer in either order. Lizzo lets everyone know when a high-rolling singer shows up in the club, arriving to his own song, Love in This Club, and making it rain $100 bills.
And this is a TV show or movie?
TV show or movie.
Oh, goodness. Hint.
This guest star could be Ludacris, Pitbull, or Usher.
I'm going to go with Pitbull.
You can still guess the show or movie.
Is it Atlanta?
Lindsay, did you have a guess?
Is it Empire?
It is not Empire.
That was one of my other guesses. Yeah. Guesses.
This is a scene from the 2019 movie Hustlers, in which Usher cameos as himself.
Oh.
Right.
Yes.
I never got to see that.
Oh, yeah. Highly recommend. Wonderful, yeah. Wonderful movie. J-Lo robbed of an Oscar.
I have toddlers. It's going to be about 10 years before I get to see movies like that again. Sad.
All right, Derek, your next description. In an episode told entirely as a rhyming lullaby, the main cast can't find a rhyme for Canada, but a now famous musician and writer playing a bus passenger has no such problem on this show.
Oh, yes. Okay. Lin-Manuel Miranda on How I Met Your Mother.
When Marshall's heading back to Robin and Barney's wedding, he does meet Lin-Manuel Miranda on a bus. Lin-Manuel Miranda went to college with the creators of How I Met Your Mother, so they're old buddies calling in favors for each other, I suppose. All right, Lindsay, your next question. In the very last episode of this classic series, a glamorous actress, best known for a sitcom role, plays the evil Minerva, who's out to take over the city with her deepest secrets extractor.
This is a sitcom?
In the very last episode of this classic series, a glamorous actress, best known for a sitcom role,
okay, sorry,
plays the evil Minerva, who's out to take over the city with her deepest secrets extractor.
It sounds like Once Upon a Time, except that's not a classic. It's not even a modern classic.
I think it's still on, too.
in some people's hearts, I'm sure it is.
Oh, okay, good. Then it got canceled.
Yeah, I think it finally did. Anyway,
peanut butter.
Shoot, sorry. Minerva on a classic show with her secrets extractor?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. I'm gonna go.
Need an answer.
Maybe it was.
Oh, not quite.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I had no idea.
Derek, it looked like you knew this one, like you were jumping in.
I think I know the guest star, but I can't be confident about what the show was. But the only the only glamorous actress I can think of from a sitcom is like Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Wow.
Oh my god.
No points, but an amazing pull.
Okay.
The series she was on was the final episode of Batman, the 1960s Batman series.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, sure. Yes, of course she was.
Yeah, that does sound horrible, so that works.
All right, coming back to Rachel for your next description. A famously shaggy British singer-songwriter shows up as a musically inclined soldier in the army sent to keep the peace in the Riverlands in the season 7 premiere of this show.
Oh, good gravy. Famously shaggy British singer. Let's do a hint.
Okay. The options are Ed Sheeran, Harry Styles, or Sam Smith.
Is it Ed Sheeran on Game of Thrones?
It is. 10 points. Nice job.
I have never seen an episode of that show, so my husband's going to be so proud of me.
Aww.
Because he has seen all of them.
I'm glad the show is rehabilitating your marriage. This seems like a win-win for everybody.
He's also read the books like 20 times each.
Oh, jeez.
He's a really fast reader.
All right, Derek, your next question. When one of the leads sprains her ankle, they set into motion an ill-conceived health insurance grift, which foils attempts to hit on the cute ER doc, appropriately played by a now famous film actor.
Okay, I've only seen this 20 or 30 times, so I can't be absolutely sure, but is this George Clooney and Noah Wiley on Friends?
Yes, very nice. George Clooney, Noah Wiley on Friends for the full 15. Nice job, Derek. And coming back to Lindsay, mm-hmm. A British acting great parodies his 70s sci-fi horror flick role as a diner patron who gets some indigestion in this Mel Brooks spoof.
Well, that's Spaceballs, and it's Mikey's. Say John Hurt, but that's, I don't think that's right. Can I get a hint on the actors?
Your three options are Gary Oldman, John Hurt, and
John
Tom
Hurt.
Skerritt.
Peanut butter.
Bless it. It's good. It's John Hurt.
Yeah, I should have gone with your gut, but still, 10 total points on that one. But now it's time for this round to have its own special guest star. It's Scoremaster Dan with our first update on the standings.
So right now, Lindsay's got 15 points. Rachel is ahead by just a nose with 15 points and the half point. But Derek has been perfect so far in this round. He's got 45 points and is well in the lead.
Derek is commanding the board, but let's see if we can catch back up to him. Rachel, with your next question. A guitarist from a legendary rock band shows up briefly as Captain Teague in two movies from this franchise.
I'm guessing it's, oh yeah, it's Pirates of the Caribbean and it's Keith Richards.
Full 15 points there. It was funny earlier when Lindsay guessed Paul McCartney for the Jeopardy question, because Paul McCartney also in Pirates of the Caribbean 5 in one of the strangest cameos I can remember.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Derek, see if you can keep that streak going. An actor who specializes in losers and nerds shows up as Wally Brando, the predictably weird son of Andy and Lucy. Does he talk and dress like he's in the Wild Bunch? Yup. Does it make sense? About as much as anything else on this series' recent revival.
Yes, this was a masterpiece, question mark. Michael Cera on Twin Peaks, The Return.
Yes, very nice. Kaiju Cinema's number one movie of that year, because apparently it was a 20-something hour movie, and we just had to accept that from David Lynch. All right, Lindsay, your next one. A fan favorite returns to his role as an antagonist who figuratively unmasks a superhero in this reboot-happy franchise. So just need the franchise on this one.
Well, that'd be Spider-Man.
That is the series?
Yeah. Would that be my beloved Schillinger? J. Jonah Jameson, J.K. Simmons?
J. Jonah Jameson here?
Yeah!
Nice pull from Lindsay, the full 15 points on that one. Coming back to Rachel for your final guest appearance. To help his son study Breakfast of Champions, or maybe Slaughterhouse-Five, a newly matriculated older father brings in the novelist himself in this comedy.
Oh my God.
Oh, well, the novelist is Kurt Vonnegut, but
10 points there. What's the show or movie?
Oh, golly. A recently matriculated father. I know I've never seen it. Shoot. Oh.
Would it help if I told you we got no respect?
What is it, Lindsay?
Rodney Dangerfield?
Oh my God, it's Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield. Sorry, it's Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield.
I've never seen that, so I wouldn't have gotten it. But I went to college in Indiana, so I know Kurt Vonnegut.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
Well, you got the higher value part of that question, so nice job, Rachel. Derek, your final guest appearance. After only being talked about for the whole movie, a beloved actor shows up for a non-comic role as the family's father, who's been off fighting the Civil War, in this recent period piece.
Oh, this was so weird.
That one I know.
I was watching this movie with my mom over text, and she just typed WTF when Bob Odenkirk showed up in Little Women.
Yes, full 15 points. Though his first appearance was not nearly as weird as when the girls are putting on one of their plays and he comes out at the end to sing I'm the Hated Milk Machine. That really threw me for a loop. All right, Lindsay, your next one. A climactic fight scene in the second movie in this franchise leads the titular characters to crash into a club where a then trendy musician starts improvising a ninja rap.
Go ninja, go ninja, go! That's Vanilla Ice in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze.
Oh, full subtitle in that answer.
Yay.
We love to hear it.
Oh, I love that movie.
Awesome.
I will sing that song for you if you want.
Let's do it.
Well, I can only go ninja, go ninja, go. Go ninja, go ninja, go.
And with that will finish out round one on a very positive note for Lindsay. Coming up will be round two of Pop Culture Trivia after a score update from Dan.
Before we get into round two, it's time for the Will Leach free weekly newsletter score break. It's free, it's weekly, and it's a newsletter. It's all three. At this point, Derek has been perfect so far. He's got 75 points. Lindsay has 45 points, but Rachel's going to be going first in round two. She's got 40 points and the half point.
Thank you, Score Master Dan. Still lots of game to go, and we have a little extra help coming to our third place contestant. It's the Threequalizer. We've got a quick chance for you to make up some ground, Rachel, with our Threequalizer question. I'll give you a question that has exactly three answers, and you will have three guesses to match as many of those answers as possible, with 10 points to you for each answer you match. Your Threequalizer question is: in the movie Wayne's World, Wayne Campbell slyly promotes a series of consumer products, three of which are food and drink brands. Name those three brands.
Well, I know he does something about Delaware, but that's not one of the answers. McDonald's, Wendy's, toothpaste.
Everyone's favorite food and drink, toothpaste.
I haven't seen that movie since I was like 12.
Hold on. Lindsay is champing at the bit to share the answers to this one.
I love this movie so much. Pizza Hut, Pepsi, and all I can remember now is Nuprin. It's my favorite part, but it's not Nuprin.
You got two of them.
Yeah, Pizza Hut and Pepsi. Yeah. And
the third one is Doritos.
That's right.
But no points to you. Sorry.
Oh, so I wasn't that far off, but...
All right, we'll move from some not-so-subtle product placement into overt advertising. Let's play round two, entitled...
I'd buy that for a dollar.
In I'd buy that for a dollar, we understand that everyone's favorite part of TV is the ads. So what could be better than seeing ads inside of TV shows and movies? I'll play you a short clip taken from a TV show or movie, and all you have to do is name the property that the clip was taken from. For instance, if I played you this ad...
Are you troubled by strange noises in the middle of the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
You know that that was from...
Ghostbusters!
Ghostbusters, indeed. If you need a hint, I'll tell you what the people watching the ad are saying about it. You'll get 20 points for naming the property just from the clip, but only 10 points after the hint. Rachel, here is your first clip.
12-yard long, 2 lanes wide, 65 tons of American pride. Canyonero. Top of the line in utility sports. Unexplained fires are a matter for the courts. Canyonero.
Oh, God. Hint.
Your hint? If I had one of those, I'd have all sorts of outdoor adventures. Driving up to the gorge or the top of the tire fire. Anything sounding familiar in there at all?
I mean, I know what's a takeoff on. I know what song it is, but no, pass.
Oh, yeah. I had a CD. I had a Simpsons CD that I used to make my mom listen to in the car all the time.
Songs in the Key of Springfield?
It is, yeah.
Indeed, The Simpsons. Bunch of nerds. I love it. Lindsay, here yeah. is your first ad of the round.
You take a hot dog, stuff it with some jack cheese, fold it in a pizza. You got cheesy blasters.
Well, that sounds like Rachel Bloom, so I'm going to go with Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. But no, it's not, so I don't... Can you play it again?
You take a hot dog, stuff it with some jack cheese, fold it in a pizza. You got cheesy blasters.
Oh, no, that's, crap, that's 30 Rock.
Is indeed the dulcet tones of yeah. Tina Fey on yeah. 30 Rock. Peanut butter. Yeah. Here's your first ad.
Young people from all over the globe are joining up to fight for the future.
I'm doing my part.
I'm doing my part.
I'm doing my part.
I'm doing my part, too.
They're doing their part. Are you? Join the mobile infantry and save the world. Service guarantees citizenship.
Okay, I haven't seen this, but I have a guess, and I'm feeling sassy. So I'm going to say, oh, God, what's the title?
You're confident in your guess, but just don't know what it is.
Yes. It's the satirical movie with Casper Van Dien. But all I can think of is Space Invaders, and I know that's not it.
Need an answer. Or you can ask for a hint.
Hint.
Some people think that the federal network is all propaganda, but no one else is telling the truth about the bug meteor threat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my least favorite movie ever.
It's so bad. I was just
going to
say,
this movie.
Do they know
Starship
it's satirical?
Troopers.
Starship Troopers.
That's the only movie I've ever walked out of. I hated that movie.
The preceding opinions about Starship Troopers are that of our contestants and may not be shared by the management of the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show.
I walked out of Juana Man.
Ooh.
I walked out of Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Oh, my husband and I loved that one.
Yes, Starship Troopers was the one on that last one. Starship Troopers. All right, coming back to Rachel, here's your next ad.
Viridian Dynamics. Doing the right thing. It's important. What does it mean in business? We have no idea. We know what wrong is. Actually, no, we don't. Because we're a successful company, not some boring ethics professor. Viridian Dynamics. Right and wrong. It means something. We just don't know what.
Shoot. Okay, I thought this was one thing, and then now I think it's something else. I thought it was Lost, but that is wrong, because it's got to be a sitcom now. Shoot. Is it... Oh, God. It's the one with, like... Isn't Portia de Rossi in this? Better Off Ted!
What a pull. Nice thinking it out, Rachel. Better Off Ted. All right, Lindsay, here's your next ad.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny.
Hearing anything in there, Lindsay?
Sounds kind of like Saturday Night Live, but it's not funny enough to be that.
Shots fired.
Oh, well, their commercials are usually much funnier than that. Oh, good Lord. I don't know. I'm just going to take a stab and say, I guess, Saturday Night Live, because it sounds kind of like Dan Aykroyd, but yeah.
Nope. Movie we're looking for there. Anyone got it?
You got it all on UHF.
Oh.
The movie I've seen the most times of any movie, probably, in my life.
All right.
All right, coming back to Derek, here's your next ad.
Just let your soul glow. Just let it shine through. Just let your soul, baby. Feeling oh so silky smooth. Just let it shine through. Yeah. Just let your soul glow.
Soul glow.
Okay. I'm pretty sure this is one of the two really big Eddie Murphy movies I haven't seen, but I'm going to go with Coming to America.
Okay. You got it right. What was your other guess?
Trading Places.
All right, coming back to Rachel, here is your next ad.
Red alert, red alert, red alert.
You crossed my line of death.
You haven't dismantled your MX stockpile.
Pakistan is threatening my border.
That's it, Buster. No more military aid.
Nuke 'em. Get them before they get you. Another quality home game from Butler Brothers.
Oh, God. Okay, so this is either from the 80s or set in the 80s. Is it Stranger Things?
It is not. Lindsay looks like she knows it.
I think this one is actually Saturday Night Live, isn't it?
Nope.
No.
RoboCop.
Oh. Oh, well, I was never going to get that, so.
Yeah.
I've never seen any of these movies. Not good.
All right, Lindsay, here's your next one.
Yeah.
Al Pacino!
It's not Al anymore. It's Duck!
Dunkachino?
Don't mind if I do.
What's my name?
Dunkachino.
It's a whole new game.
Dunkachino.
You want creamy goodness? I'm your friend. Say hello to my chocolate blend. Attica, hoo-ah, latte light. This whole trial is out of sight. They pull me back in with hazelnut too. Caramel swirl. I know it was you.
Hey, Jesus. I keep getting bit in the butt with Saturday Live. but this sounds like their type of thing, but I'm actually gonna... The question is that actually Al Pacino? I highly doubt it, so I'm gonna go with Mad TV.
It actually is Al Pacino.
It is, isn't it? It is? Oh my god.
In the 2011 masterpiece, Jack and Jill.
Oh,
with Adam
yeah,
Sandler.
See? No.
Dunkin' Donuts should really do that, though.
They paid a lot of money to Al Pacino do that in
that
the
movie.
That
was the ad right there. Yeah,
oh, yeah. Oh my god.
The whole movie was an ad for
Al Pacino. Oh, that's so depressing.
Yep.
All right, Derek, here is your next ad.
Don't buy wigs that come off at the wrong time. Maury's wigs don't come off! Even underwater. And remember, Maury's wigs are tested against hurricane winds. Don't forget about money. You can afford a Maury wig, priced to fit every budget. So call me now! And come in for a personalized fitting.
So I just had an ethics and philosophy in film class, so I watched this movie like 5 times in 2 weeks. It's Goodfellas.
Goodfellas indeed. That's a nice little bit of timing there for you, Derek.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this game doesn't have commercial breaks, but it does have a score break. So let's hear what is going on from Scoremaster Dan.
Right now, Rachel has 60 points and the half point. Lindsay is ahead of her with 65, but Derek still has a commanding lead with 115 points.
Nice job. All right. Coming back for Rachel, your next ad.
This fresh, delicious, tasty, meaty, turkey-filled, cold-cut combo. I eat 3 every day to help keep me strong.
Can I have one of those?
Coming right up! Talk about a hole-in-one.
Subway sandwiches will drive away your hunger.
What are you hearing, Rachel?
Subway? Can I get a hint?
Yes, you may. I don't know why they got this guy as a spokesman. Didn't Bob Barker beat the tar out of him that one time?
Oh, that helps! Happy Gilmore!
Using that hint wisely. Nice job,
so,
Rachel.
That guy that was the spokesman... Wait, the real spokesman when Jared, he went to college where I went to college.
Oh, one of your most prestigious alumni. Especially now that his reputation's really just increased in the last few years.
I know the exact subway where it all happened. Not all of it.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Just the subway eating.
My parents met at Indiana University.
Yay, go Hoosiers. Yeah.
Woo.
Oh, we're all family. All right, Lindsay, here's your next ad.
Yep. Can I just say Miranda? No, I can't. Sorry. Specifically, that would actually be Serenity. It wouldn't be Firefly, would it? Yeah.
Yes, that was a tricky question, but you nailed the tricky element of it. Serenity. Nice job, Lindsay.
Thank you.
All right, Derek, here's your next ad.
Here at Globo Gym, we understand that ugliness and fatness are genetic disorders, much like baldness or necrophilia. And it's only your fault if you don't hate yourself enough to do something about it. And that's where we come in. We can turn that Frankenstein you see in the mirror every morning into a Frankenvine.
I need a hint.
I'm not a big fan of Globo's ads, but at the other gym, some guy threw a wrench at me.
Oh, dodgeball.
Yar.
Dodgeball, a true underdog story. That's how you use the hint. All right, Rachel, here comes your final ad.
I married a beautiful princess.
Is that something you always dreamed of doing, sir?
Oh, my life!
Well, there are some of the comments of the people who just returned from Dallas. Was it worth $1,000 a day? Contact us today, or see your travel agent. Boy, have we got a vacation for you.
What are you hearing, Rachel?
People whose voices sound familiar. Hint.
A lot of people want to go there to shoot people, but I think I'm going to go to the ancient Rome section to do some stabbing.
Is it Jurassic Park? No.
Westworld.
Yes, Lindsay, it is Westworld, the original 1973 movie Westworld, before it became an HBO series. All right, Lindsay, here's your next ad.
Okay.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horrorthon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Sensing some confusion, Lindsay.
Yeah, I don't know. Can I get a hint?
Sure. I was just watching a couple of slasher movies, and then there's this weird mask thing. Hope it goes back to the homicidal escaped mental patient movies soon.
Weird mask thing. Homicidal. That sounds like Halloween the movie? Michael Myers? I don't...
On the right vein, but it's specifically Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
Oh, yeah, see?
Pretty much entirely dispenses with the continuity of the first two. All right, Derek, here is your last ad.
Are you ready for pain? Are you ready for suffering? If the answer is yes, then you're ready for Captain Freedom's workout.
Yes, it's America's own Captain Freedom.
That's the ticket. No pain, no gain.
Oh.
Hint.
They're bringing Captain Freedom out of retirement. Wow, I'd never even thinking of rising up against this totalitarian police state if I get to see him take down bad guys.
The Running Man?
Yes, the weird syntax in there led you to The Running Man. Well, that wraps up round two, but coming up next will be one more score break from Dan, and then our final round of pop culture trivia.
Before we get to round three, it's time for the Breakfast Taco score break, celebrating humankind's greatest idea. As we go into round three, Derek is still in the lead with 135 points. Lindsay's got 85, and Rachel's got 70 points and the half point. That means if Rachel wants to take the lead, she's going to have to get 7 questions correct.
That actually doesn't sound so bad.
Thanks for that update, Dan. Those standings, however, are not yet set in stone. It's time for everyone's last opportunity for big points. It's the lightning round. Players will have their choice of categories and are given 90 seconds to answer as many questions in that category as possible. You will earn 10 points for each correct answer you provide. Today's categories are When He Was a Skater Boy, Just Missed Her Heart, Apollo Creed, and He's Going the Distance. Now, while the names of those categories are a little mysterious, do your best to choose something that you'll do well on, or perhaps try to keep something easy from a fellow player. Rachel, in third place, you get to choose first. Which of the four categories would you like? Once again, they are When He Was a Skater Boy, Just Missed Her Heart, Apollo Creed, and He's Going the Distance.
Just Missed Her Heart.
All right, Just Missed Her Heart. As you may or may not recall, the 2011 film Hannah sees Hannah firing an arrow against the evil Agent Weigler, just missing her heart. Agent Weigler was played in that movie by Academy Award winner Catherine Elise Blanchett, so we'll be asking you questions about Kate Blanchett.
Oh, well, that's not so bad.
90 seconds on the clock. Timer begins when I finish reading your first question. Rachel, are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. When appearing in Middle-earth, she plays a member of this magical race.
She's an elf or something.
She won an Oscar for playing this Oscar winner.
Bob Dylan.
Katharine Hepburn. She played movement conservative Phyllis Schlafly in this Hulu miniseries.
Mrs. America.
Bill Murray and Owen Wilson vie for Blanchett's affections in this Wes Anderson film.
The Royal Tenenbaums?
The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
Yeah,
She played a version of Bob Dylan in this unconventional biopic.
Something Nowhere. Nowhere something. It's got nowhere in the title.
I'm Not There. Blanchett was born in this country.
Australia or New Zealand.
Her Blue Jasmine character was inspired by a prior role in this Tennessee Williams play.
Streetcar Named Desire.
She voices the Queen of the Ocean in the English dub of this Miyazaki movie.
Princess Mononoke.
Ponyo. She parodied performance artist Maria Abramovich on an episode of this IFC series.
Pass.
Her one collaboration with Steven Spielberg came in the fourth franchise installment of this series.
Indiana Jones.
Right there at the buzzer. Nice job, Rachel. Dan, let's get that Rachel report.
Rachel only skipped one question. The IFC series in which she parodied Maria Abramovich is Documentary Now. With that skip, she got 4 correct answers. That gives Rachel a total of 40 more points for 110 and the half point. Unfortunately, she's still only in second place.
Lindsay, you are up next. Your 3 remaining choices for categories are When He Was a Skater Boy, Apollo Creed, and He's Going the Distance.
I really like cake, so let's go the distance.
He's Going the Distance is a famous lyric by the band Cake, so we'll be asking you questions about cake, the dessert, in popular culture. 90 seconds on the clock. Lindsay, are you ready?
I guess I gotta be.
Then here we go. Kristen Wiig makes one perfect cupcake just for herself in this comedy.
Bridesmaids.
Bruce Bogtrotter eats a whole chocolate cake by himself in this Roald Dahl novel.
Pass.
Netflix's amateur baking show Nailed It is hosted by this comedian.
Amy Poehler?
Nicole Byer. He brings Harry Potter a cake for his 11th birthday.
Hagrid.
This actress jumps out of a cake in Singin' in the Rain.
Singin' in the Rain. Pass.
This Jonas brother sings Cake by the Ocean.
That's Joe.
This Disney princess's fairy godmothers pointedly do not use magic to make her birthday cake.
Sleeping Beauty.
Molly Ringwald eats a birthday cake while sitting on a table in this movie.
Oh, 16 Candles.
This Southern set weepy features a red velvet armadillo cake.
Oh, Steel Magnolias.
Buddy Velastro is best known by this title.
Is that the Cake Boss?
The 2014 movie Cake stars this Friends star as a drug-addicted lawyer.
Friends stars a drug-addicted lawyer. I don't know. Matthew Perry.
Jennifer Aniston. An alien played by Scarlett Johansson struggles to eat a slice of cake in this movie.
That's not my stepmother's an alien. I don't know.
Under the Skin would have been that one. Still a lot of correct answers in there. Dan, give us the Lindsay report.
So Lindsay only had 2 skips. Matilda is the Roald Dahl novel where Boos Bogtrotter eats a whole cake by himself. And if it's Singin' in the Rain, it has to be Debbie Reynolds jumping out of a cake. Still, Lindsay got 7 correct answers. And that means we've got a game on our hands. She now is in the lead over Derek. So that means that Derek has to get at least 3 correct in his category if he wants to take the win.
All right, Derek, your final options are When He Was a Skater Boy and Apollo Creed.
Okay, I'm going to hope Apollo Creed is about the space program. Apollo Creed.
While Apollo Creed is a boxer played by Carl Weathers in the Rocky movies, we're talking here about the Apollo space missions with questions for you about NASA and astronauts in popular culture. Thinking it through, Derek. 90 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
This NASA mission gave its title to a 1995 Tom Hanks movie.
Apollo 13.
If there's an asteroid in 1998 and it's not Deep Impact, it must be this movie.
Armageddon.
This sci-fi series jumped to Amazon for its 4th season.
Oh, The Expanse.
Ground Control calls him up in a David Bowie song.
Major Tom.
This actor pilots the Endurance in Interstellar.
Matthew McConaughey.
Sam Shepard breaks the sound barrier in this 1983 movie.
The Right Stuff.
This Matt Damon film somehow competed as a comedy at the Golden Globes.
The Martian.
She was the only Oscar-nominated performer for Hidden Figures.
Pass.
This actress sees an alien resembling her dead father in Contact.
Jodie Foster.
This 2017 thriller has astronauts on the run from a carnivorous alien named Calvin.
Life.
Amy Adams plays a character with this profession in Arrival.
Linguist.
This band sang the line, "Giant steps are what you take walking on the moon."
Oh, the Police.
Ad Astra reused images of Tommy Lee Jones from this 2000 movie.
Space Cowboys.
This actor played... Oh, gonna have a question about Neil Armstrong in First Man, played by Ryan Gosling. Dan, give us that Derek report.
Derek had just one skipped answer. It was Octavia Spencer, who was the only Oscar-nominated performer for Hidden Figures. So we were hoping Derek would do well if he wanted to keep the lead. Derek got 12 correct answers, giving an extra 120 points. That gives him a total of 255 points. That means our final scores are Rachel coming with 110 and one half points, Lindsay with 155 points, and that means today's winner is Derek. Derek is today's winner with 225 points.
Woo! I'm so happy.
Congratulations to Derek, but that does mean it's time to say goodbye to Rachel. Rachel, it's been so great having you on the show. You know, we got a little ad crazy today, so if you were working at an advertising agency, would you rather share an office with Don Draper or Chandler Bing?
Oh, I think I'd have to go with Chandler Bing.
Lovely answer. Thanks again for playing, Rachel. And Lindsay, we had such a great time playing with you on today's show. We are sad to see you go. But since you were so game for your cake questions, we're going to send you a free dessert as a parting gift. So which would you prefer, the strudel from Inglourious Basterds or the $5 shake from Pulp Fiction?
Oh, I hate milkshakes. Strudel.
Knows what they like. Lovely. And congratulations again to Derek. You're moving on to the Sabor de Soledad Division Playoffs. And since you'll be coming back again, what area of pop culture knowledge are you going to brush up on before you do?
Sports movies.
Sports movies. Get those basketball questions right at the beginning.
Yeah.
And listeners, be sure to follow Derek as the candy bar emoji as he continues on through the season bracket. Well, that wraps it up for this week. Be sure to join us next week for the first elimination round of the Delta Tau Chi division. I've been your host, Taylor Cole, and on behalf of Scoremaster Dan and Production Master Dave, thank you for listening to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show.
Whoa, don't hit skip just yet. There's more games to be played in the home version. Correctly answer this pop culture riddle before the next episode, and you could win fabulous non-prizes like Score Break naming rights.
1, 4, 10, and 13. Clues to events that were still to be seen. In retrospect, a dire warning for this city, now in mourning.
Submit your answer on our website at usaquizshow.com/riddle. And if you want to join us online, apply to be a contestant. You can do that also at usaquizshow.com. While you're there, check out show notes, season brackets, and links to subscribe to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show in all your favorite podcast apps.
And of course, social media is not always a great thing, but we're pretty great talking pop culture and trivia on Twitter and Instagram, where you can find us as USA Quiz Show.
The Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show is created with love by our quizmaster and scoremaster, Dan Cassino, our host, Taylor Cole, and producer, David T. Cole, no relation.
Don't forget to subscribe, and we'll see you on the next episode. Everyone's favorite food and drink, toothpaste.